I am going to try to wrap this up today, and we have looked at prayer, the three dimensions of prayer. By the way, if you have missed any of this teaching over the last few weeks, every day you can go to the archives and bring them up and re-listen to them. I believe God is raising up prayers with all of my heart. I read a very sad portion of Scripture, and that is in 2 Samuel chapter 1, and that is the Song of the Bow, where David is lamented over Saul and Jonathan, his son, and he says, "The beauty of Israel is slain on your high places. How the mighty have fallen." That's not a question how the mighty have fallen, but it's a lament. It's a statement. How do mighty men fall when they're in the high places? They have the advantage. They have the strength. And it goes on to say, how the mighty have fallen and the weapons of war perished. What God is saying is, there are people falling. There are people backsliding. There are people that are drawing cold, becoming carnal, backslidden, and not even serving God, who have a form of godliness and deny the power of God in their lives. There are preachers that were called who once had a zeal for God, but they're dropping out of the ministry like flies. How the mighty have fallen, and it's the lack of the use of the bow. And we talk about the bow represents intercession, because the Hebrew word for intercessor, intercession, in the Old Testament is pagah, which means to hit the mark, to hit the mark. We've also discussed that the archer is the Lord, the bow is the Holy Spirit, but we are the arrows. And we read this in the book of Psalms. I just want to leave today that we never stop depending on the Holy Spirit. We can't have church without Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit that signifies 1 Peter 1:11. It is the Holy Spirit that they had to tarry for in the upper room until they were endued with power. When we stop depending on the Holy Spirit, we believe it is our ability and our strength, our education, our power. When the arrows no longer depend on the bow, the arrows are useless. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse number 6 says, "Not by might," in other words, not by my might, "nor by my power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." God is calling us to pray, but we have to have the use of the bow. In other words, we have to have the help of Holy Spirit to even pray. The Apostle Paul says, "I don't know how to pray as I ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions." Make his intercessions through us with groanings that cannot even be uttered. And the Holy Spirit is God, knows the mind of God, and we can hit the mark every time. Prayerlessness brings defeat. Prayerlessness stops God from having his way in the lives of his people. Every time there's been a great move of God, a great awakening, a great revival, it began with prayer. Whether it was in Wales, whether it was at Azusa Street, whether it was the Cambridge Revival, it always began with prayer. God is saying, raise up intercessors. I'm asking you, will you be one? Will you write to me today and let me know? Would you let me know that, yes, Sharon, I will be a prayer? You can go to heesalive.net and communicate there, or write to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the prayers that you're raising up. When we see the nation going the way it is, we can pray. We can pray. When we see tornadoes and we see earthquakes in diverse places and we see the signs of the end time, we know, Jesus, you're coming soon. Raise up prayers to help reap this harvest in these last days. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just want to say thank you, partners, for standing with He's Alive Radio. The only reason we're on the air today is because of partners that listen to the voice of God. If God's going to sustain this ministry, He will do it through you. He will do it through you. And when you give a gift to He's Alive of $15 or more every month, you get a coaching CD. This month's coaching CD is Trade in Fear for Your Future. Today is the last day. So if you want it, write to us today. Make sure it's stamped today. The check is made out today. Or you can go online to he'salive.net. I gave you the address before to write. Let me give it to you again. He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. My time is up. Have a Jesus-filled weekend. We'll be back next week right here on The Winning Life.